Now, Chew on This, your health and wellness headlines and media propaganda report with Dr. David Friedman and the poster child of sassiness, the author of the Skinny Bitch book series, Kim Barnewen.
Oh, and welcome to the show. If you or a loved one are among the millions of electric cigarette users, there's a danger you need to know about. Hundreds of people have actually become victims of exploding e-cigs, some of them losing their eyes, nose, mouth, and tongue. Last week, CNN showed a video of a Kentucky man's leg catching on fire when an e-cigarette exploded in his pocket. A local man in my town recently underwent total facial reconstructive surgery after an e-cig exploded in his face. Kim, what's your opinion on these, quote, safer alternatives to cigarette smoking?
Exploding e-cigarettes don't sound all that safe to me, really. And it's disturbing that it's about a $1.5 billion market each year just in the United States. So people are really jumping on this dangerous bandwagon.
Right. And I researched why these things are exploding. It's actually linked to the cigarette battery inside that sparks and vaporizes the solution. There's a solution in there. And Kim, you know, inhaling these vapors are deemed to be completely safe. But let me remind you, I know you're too young, Kim, to remember this, but back in the 60s, it was believed that cigarette smoking was not only safe, but breathing in nicotine was considered healthy. Doctors did it in front of their patients.
That's just laughable. Oh, my gosh.
So I don't think there's enough data yet. That breathing in these vapors are safe. And I think back to all the commercials and all that. So, you know, what concerns me most, Kim, is the young teenagers are smoking these things with their parents' consent. I read a recent study that more teens are smoking e-cigs than any other tobacco product, including conventional cigarettes.
Yeah, this is so disturbing. I mean, everywhere you go, you see this. And I think this is something that you just mentioned quickly. It's that they're new, and there could be so many other long-term health issues that haven't even been discovered because they really have just been booming the last few years. And you had mentioned some of the problems with the e-cigs are the way that people are charging them. If they're getting charged incorrectly, it can overcharge these e-cigarettes, and then this is causing them to explode. So people aren't being cautious about how they're charging it, and it's becoming an explosive issue.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I saw that on CNN. I don't know if you folks go Google that. Look at the CNN video. This man's leg, it just exploded and catches on fire. And the attendant thought it was literally a bomb, like he thought he was a terrorist blowing up the place. And it was just his cigarette in his pocket exploding. It was awful. I'm like, geez, imagine that.
I saw that too. It was terrible.
You know, personally, I think smoking a fake cigarette in place of a real one doesn't really address the habit. Part of the addiction is putting something in your mouth. So try chewing a toothpick or straw. And Kim, interesting, I had a patient who was recently diagnosed with lung cancer. Next day, stopped cold turkey, stopped smoking. And he shared how many dozens of times he tried before, but the cancer diagnosis was the ultimate motivator to stop. So it's kind of like people waiting till they have a heart attack before they stop eating fried foods. It's often a little too late by then.
Right. And when I was reading about it, too, the Center for Disease Control says that tobacco kills more than 440,000 people each year. So if that number doesn't scare people into doing, you know, anything to try to quit, it's such a sad thing. And I think it does take someone having a bad health problem to get you to do something about it. But, you know, like you were saying, you know, use a toothpick or chewing gum or maybe having some candy or some dark chocolate, which also helps increase the dopamine levels in the brain. You know, there's acupuncture. I've heard that's supposed to help really well.
Yeah, one thing I've seen that helps, instead of e-cigs, try a supplement called GABA, G-A-B-A. Research from Yale actually shows this inhibits the dopamine production, which helps decrease the pleasurable effects of nicotine. And GABA actually brings a sense of calm and focus. And of course, that's two things that a newly ex-smoker will appreciate.
Right. And it's true. It's, you know, when people get stressed and they're smokers, it's the first thing they're going to reach for. So trying to combat that stress and find other ways to relieve it will be a big help in quitting.
It's important. You know, a lot of times I say, get in touch with your why. Why do you want to quit? Everybody who smokes, Kim, they want to quit. They just don't. I say, look in the mirror. That's the face of someone's child or a parent. It's the face of a spouse who is loved. That's a pretty strong why. Don't be selfish. Look at that and look at others, that if you're not around and you're stuck with this cancer and the chemo and so forth, how it's going to affect others. You know, right. That's
and
our
yeah, you're so right. It's just, and it's a very powerful drug that really sucks people in, but it's so dangerous.
It is. Our next headline comes from USA Today. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention are warning that laminate flooring imported from China has been linked to cancer 300% more than originally thought. This flooring contains a high level of formaldehyde, a known chemical causing cancer. Concerns have been raised about floor sold at Lumber Liquidators, which has 46 states. They sell more flooring than anyone. Kim, imagine parents who have children that play on these floors having no idea on the deadly health risks.
Oh, I know. I know. You know, researching this, it just shows that, you know, formaldehyde, we've talked about this, you know, it's in so many different products, but the exposure that kids are having, adults are having, but especially, you know, young children are crawling around the floors and exposed to this. Especially, they say that the levels increase when the temperatures increase and the humidities increase. So, you know, in the hot summer days, the formaldehyde is going to be, the levels will be even higher. So it's so sad for all of the exposure, you know, watery eyes, burning sensations in your eyes, nose, and throat, skin irritation, nausea, coughing. I mean, that none of that sounds like anything anyone should be going through.
Right. And, you know, it increases respiratory problems, asthma, COPD. Imagine people not knowing that, just walking around the house, having a hard time breathing, have no idea what they're walking on. And, Kim, let me remind everybody, formaldehyde, for those of you that don't know what that is, that's used to embalm dead bodies, not something you want your live body to be walking on.
Exactly. And, you know, there's a lot of companies out there that are offering alternatives to this dangerous, you know, formaldehyde-emitting laminate flooring. And I was surprised to see that there were some good companies that were offering, like, natural cork flooring,
right.
Bamboo flooring, natural rubber. And they're saying, you know, they're non-toxic, environmentally friendly, and they're made from sustainably harvested or recycled sources. So there are alternatives out there.
Right. And actually, when you look for a product, see that it's certified compliant with the American National Standards Institute. You'll see the abbreviation on the package, ANSI, or the Hardwood, Plywood, and Veneer Association. That's abbreviated HPVA. So it's nice to see these and say, it's safe. We've talked about nutrition. It's good to see the GMP certification so you know what you're getting. This is how you can find out if you're getting a good laminate flooring that's safe. And Kim, you know, you've shared common products that also contain formaldehyde. You've talked about in your books, hair straightener, nail polish, soap, lotions. One great piece of advice you recommended is, if you can't pronounce the ingredient, don't stay clear of it. Don't put it on your body.
Right, exactly. You know, it's scary when you look at ingredients of something, whether it's food or a lotion or a hair product, and you can't understand what any of it is. When you've got alternatives out there, which we do nowadays, you know, always go for a product that you understand what the ingredients are and that you feel, you know, safe putting that on your child's body or in your child's mouth. You know, if it's something that really just doesn't make sense to you, avoid it.
What gets me is you go to these places that work on your nails and they shave them down and get them real thin and then put this product on where formaldehyde goes right in your system. So even that stuff, instead of formaldehyde, you'll see oxymethylene written or methylaldehyde. There's big names like that. So you want to kind of look out, folks, for if you see some names you don't understand. It could be formaldehyde and it's just secretly hidden in there. Fantastic. Well, some great information, Kim. And again, the book she has is Skinny Bitch, and she talks about that in a lot of her books and swaps, and make sure you get these books if you don't have those. So fantastic. Concludes another edition of Chew on This. We are your dynamic duo of due diligence, and we are here to help you digest the latest headlines. If you hear something on any of these shows or segments you want to share with someone, podcasts are available at toyourgoodhealthradio.com. Share them with friends, family, and on social media. This information is too important to keep to yourself. If you have a topic you want us to feature, send it to us at chewonthis@toyourgoodhealthradio.com. More to come after this short break. Stay well.